Hello, I'm Bob Jarrett, Director of the Classic Jets Fighter Museum, and this is a story of our Pacific War P-38 Lockheed Lightning and how Classic Jets salvaged and eventually transported it to Australia for restoration. P-38-42-66-841 was manufactured in July 1943 on the final production run of the early model Lockheed Lightnings. Very little is known about the short service life of our P-38, other than it was forced landed by an unknown pilot around September 1943. Our P-38 was allocated to the 475th Fighter Group, 432nd Squadron Pilot, 2nd Lieutenant Edward G. Dickey, with Sergeant Manuel Malandrakis as his crew chief. Both Dickey and Malandrakis had their names painted on the fuses along with two Japanese victory flags. Strangely, Lieutenant Dickey's only recorded victory was a probable Oscar over a ball on the 23rd of October 1943, a month after our P-38 was force landed. We have no way of knowing if Lieutenant Dickey scored two victories with a preceding squadron and subsequently marked his new P-38 with these victories when he joined the 475th Fighter Group. Why our P-38 was force landed at a theatre emergency landing ground is also unknown, but examination of the P-38 showed that the undercarriage had lost hydraulic pressure and both undercarriages could not be locked down or retracted. Both propellers were torn off and impacted both outer wings underside during the belly landing. When the Army Air Force salvage crews eventually reached the Lightning, they lifted the aircraft up onto 44-gallon drums and stripped the airframe for spare parts. The nose gear, which was impacted into the wheel well, was still intact when the P-38 was finally salvaged in 1992. As years went by, very little damage was done to the P-38 by the Papuans, mainly because of its isolation and near-impenetrable kunai grass. In 1992, well-known warbird salvage specialist Gary Larkin was contracted to set up a retrieval operation which involved dismantling the booms and tail from the airframe and helo-lifting the P-38 to the old Lae Airport. An application for an export permit was denied on a technicality and the P-38 was abandoned once again. The P-38 Lightning sat derelict at the Lae Airfield where it eventually came under the threat of scrapping. Well-known PNG GA businessman Richard Lae arranged for the P-38 to be road transported to his property at Nazareth Airport, which undoubtedly saved the aircraft from the scrapman's unwanted attention. When I found the Lockheed Lightning, it was still up on 44-gallon drums out in the elements. I resolved that in view of the fact that the P-38 would never be restored in PNG, it should be procured for restoration in Australia. Protracted negotiations with the PNG authorities eventually led to a permit being issued to export the aircraft from PNG to South Australia. The Lightning was once again road transported back to Lae and secured in a transport container yard where it sat on drums, surrounded by containers, until the way was cleared to prepare the P-38 for shipping to South Australia. The problem of transporting the Lightning to Australia without being damaged was addressed by fabricating a pair of custom-built steel trestles with adjustable fittings, which would locate and bolt up to the engine bearer wing mounts and several rear undercart door hinge mounts. This gave absolute rigidity to the airframe when bolted with a 40-foot, 70-ton capacity brake deck pallet. Booms, tail and other salvage parts were containerized for shipping. The P-38 Lightning departed Lae PNG on the 1st of May 1999 and arrived in Adelaide, South Australia shortly after on the 17th of May. After clearing customs and quarantine, the P-38 was road transported to Parafoot Airport and placed in the Classic Jets Fighter Museum hangar, finally under cover after 56 years exposure to the elements. As we looked at the Lightning in the Classic Jets hangar, it seemed almost unbelievable that after 3 years of procurement problems, the P-38 had really arrived. We promptly dismantled the cockpit gun nose assembly with no idea of the work that still lay ahead of us. Even if we did, the dedicated group of volunteers would still have started the restoration with their enthusiasm, which is undiminished today. Our job now was to learn all about the P-38 and how it was put together, and to start formulating the first of the endless work plans that would culminate in its eventual restoration. Inspection shows that corrosion was minimal with the exception of the center section and lower spar cap. The rest of the P-38 would best be described as being in exceptionally good condition. As usual, there are no real shortcuts in a deep restoration project and every part would have to be repaired, replaced, found or manufactured. When the P-38 was converted to components in the field, almost every airframe component was removed for spare parts for the now out of production early model P-38 Lightnings. The sole remaining component was the nose gear strut, which had impacted through the cannon bay floor and wedged up in the wheel well. The underside of the fuselage pod folded up with the collapsing undercarriage, destroying both wheel well walls in the process. A large hole had been cut in the side of the fuselage pod to remove the nose wheel. Chunks of Lightning were salvaged out of Papua New Guinea to reproduce and fit to our restored but bare airframe. Rudders, elevator, ailerons, landing flaps and numerous other airframe components were fabricated using these damaged parts as patterns. Rebuilding the rudders and vertical stabilisers was interesting. These rebuilds took quite a lot of time because about 80% of the assemblies had to be newly fabricated and we only had crushed assemblies to use as patterns. Much the same applied with the nose gear bay walls and the cannon bay floor areas. An example of this is how 3 feet of one end of an elevator was extrapolated out so as to produce a complete new elevator. Both booms were rebuilt and partially reskinned. Effecting repairs to the corroded center section lower wing spar cap presented a few problems. However, before the spar could be repaired, the fuselage pod was de-skinned for frames rebuild with new skins fitted to replace the original Kunite grass fire damaged skins. After locking the center wing section into a supporting jig, the cockpit fuselage was removed so repairs could be started on the corroded lower spar cap. 10 feet of corroded spar cap was removed and a laminated spar cap section was spliced into position. After this was completed, the fuel cell bays and stress panels were repaired and painted. Static Allison engines were fitted to the lining and new engine bays fabricated and assembled around the engines. Engine cowls are now being fabricated. Both propellers departed the engines when they hit the ground, punching holes in both outer wings underside on the way out. The port wing leading edge was badly damaged and a large hole was punched through the starboard lower spar cap. The port wing took over a year to rebuild and is now fitted to the airframe. Work has commenced on the starboard wing and is progressing ahead of schedule, largely due to knowledge gained rebuilding the port wing. Exhaust systems were sourced and fitted, followed by turbo bays and exhaust shrouds being fabricated and then fitted to the airframe. There are 30 volunteer workers restoring the lining, none of whom come from the aviation industry. For men who possess no aviation qualifications, the workmanship is exceptional, and we are proud of what we are achieving in saving such a rare and beautiful aircraft. Rare because, as far as we know, it is the only surviving P-38 Lightning under restoration that has fired its guns at its enemy. And its beauty? Well, very few fighter aircraft can claim to match the P-38's graceful lines. Based on the current rate of restoration progress, we estimate it will be around 2 years before the Lightning will be completed and placed on display in the Classic Jets Fighter Museum. Will our P-38 Lightning fly again? I like to think it will, but unfortunately not by our hands. The airframe is entirely suitable for rebuilding for flight by someone, but only time will tell if this will ever happen. Propeller spinner cones, a nose gear undercarriage door, and a pilot seat are some of the parts we still need to complete the restoration of our P-38. As restorers, we dearly wish to see our P-38 with running engines and serviceable propellers, but it's far beyond our resources. If you can help complete our 475th Fighter Group Lockheed Lightning by donating runnable engines and safe propeller assemblies, please contact us at Classic Jets Fighter Museum. Finally, the Classic Jets volunteers' in-hangar motto is, "We can do anything." Source the props and engines and we'll do the rest by rolling out the sole, preserved and running P-38 Lockheed Lightning dedicated to the Pacific War 475th Fighter Group, Satan's Angels.